Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
SoCal's Country Station, 95.1 K-Frog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. The Harupa Valley Rodeo takes place at Rick Thompson Arena June 6th and 7th. Here to tell us more is Miss Harupa Valley Pro Rodeo Queen, Paige Cleveland. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
I think this is a first for me. I don't think I've had a rodeo queen in the studio before, so thanks for being here.
Well, I'm happy to be the first one. You know, I like to get my foot in the door.
Start by telling us, why is it called the Harupa Valley Community Pro Rodeo?
So it's called the Harupa Valley Community Pro Rodeo because it's a PRCA sanctioned event, and our current committee is focused on embracing the community by participating in other events with local groups and supporting the preservation of the equestrian community within Harupa Valley.
What is the PRCA, and how does the Harupa Valley Community Pro Rodeo fit into that organization?
The PRCA is the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association, and it sanctions pro rodeos all around North America. So these rodeos are synonymous, and all of the same people pretty much go to all the same rodeos. So it's pretty fun to travel with those guys. And, you know, you can go to Yucaipa, or you can go to Lakeside, or you can go to Harupa, and you see pretty much the same faces all around. So it's pretty exciting.
What are you most excited about for this year's Harupa Valley Community Pro Rodeo?
So on a surface level, the part I'm most excited about is hands down running the American flag. That has been a goal of mine since, I don't even know how long, since I was really little. But on a deeper level, what I'm most excited about is getting to spread the sport of rodeo throughout our community, because rodeo is more than just a weekend. It's a family within our livestock and our athletes. And if just one more person joins our family because of this rodeo, then it's done its job.
Tell us about the events surrounding the Harupa Valley Pro Rodeo.
We have two main events, one before the rodeo and one after. So the first one is going to be Hooves, Paws, and Claws community event on May 17th at Larimore Park from 1 to 5. That's when you can come out, you can meet me, you can meet my committee, you can get a lot more information about the rodeo, see our faces, and then when you see us at the rodeo, you'll be able to ask us questions there too. After, we have National Night Out on Tuesday, August 5th from 6 to 8 p.m. You can meet a bunch of the local law enforcement, fire departments, ambulance, everything like that.
How does one become a rodeo queen?
It's quite the process, I would say. So all rodeo queens go through a pageant process, and it's not beauty queen. It's real pageant stuff. It's real rodeo. We have to do a test, an interview, an onstage speech, a horsemanship pattern, everything you can think of. It's part of it, but you have to do all that while looking. But you can get involved, or you can get your kid involved with rodeo queens by, I would say, Google your community, your county, a specific rodeo that you want to be a part of, and look up the rodeo queen committee. And don't be scared if you don't have any experience, because I didn't have any experience when I started this besides knowing how to ride a horse. But there are so many people that want to help you and want you to get involved. So it's a great world to be in.
What are your plans during your reign as Miss Rodeo Harupa Valley 2025?
So my plan, just like every title that I've held, is to spread the word of rodeo. I want to get as many people involved in this, because if someone else can fall in love with this sport and get involved, like all of us rodeo athletes have, then all this rodeo world is going to do is expand. And that's really what we want. We want the word to get out there.
What has been the most rewarding moment in your reign so far?
I would say that this title was a little bit different how I got it. I was actually approached and asked if I could hold this title and help this rodeo get off of the ground this year. And I think that's a really great honor because out of all of these girls that they know, they chose me. And they said, yeah, this is the one that I want us to help get this rodeo off the ground. And I'm really honored that they chose me.
How do you balance the demands of being a rodeo queen with school and work and personal life and everything else that you've got going on?
You know, it is quite a balancing act and it's hard to get used to, but it's pretty helpful that rodeos are pretty much only on the weekends and you have community events every once in a while in the evening. But with school and everything, I talked to my counselor and he said, okay, we'll just give you morning classes and you'll be available in the evening. And that worked out for me pretty good. But it's really just prioritizing what's going on in your life, where I prioritize rodeo. And obviously, like, I have to put family over rodeo, but everyone in my family supports me and my friends support me. And so it's not that hard for me, I guess, but I could see how it's a little difficult for everyone else.
I'm speaking with Miss Harupa Valley Pro Rodeo Queen Paige Cleveland. How do you represent and connect with the Harupa Valley community?
I definitely go out to community outreach and I go to a million businesses and show them my face. And I say, hey, I'm your rodeo queen and I need your support. And it's pretty actually very rewarding to see how many business owners want to help you. And if you get the businesses on your side, you're going to get all the people on your side too.
What message do you hope to share with young people who look up to you?
No dream is too big. And especially if you put your mind to it and you put everything you have to get this done, then you'll be able to do it. I went into the whole Rodeo Queen world being a little bit nervous. I'd never done it before. I've grown up riding horses, but this is completely different. I've never done a pageant or anything like that before, but I told myself, no, don't give up. Like, you can get it done. And there's a lot of ups and downs, but if you put your mind to it and you don't let yourself back down, then you're gonna get it done.
What do we need to know about the logistics of the rodeo? Like, parking and what time do gates open? What time does the rodeo actually start?
The rodeo is on June 6th and June 7th. The gates open at 5 p.m., but the rodeo doesn't start until 7. Don't let that stop you, though, because at 5 p.m., all of our vendors are going to open, as well as we have community group exhibitions happening in the arena by our local Escaramuza group, as well as a ton of chances to meet rodeo queens like me. We're going to be walking around. You can get autographs, pictures, everything like that. You're going to get a really good seat if you come early.
And what is the parking situation like?
The parking is $10 per car, and there's going to be a parking attendant there that's going to show you where to park.
How do we get tickets for the rodeo?
So to ensure ticket safety, I would definitely recommend purchase your ticket at rodeoticket.com. You can look on our website, haruparodeo.com, and there's a direct link to that rodeoticket.com for you.
Are you looking for volunteers for this event?
100%. We're always open to volunteers. There are never too many hands at a rodeo, especially a rodeo, because there are so many moving parts. You can reach out to us on our website by using the Contact Us form and send us a message, and we'll get back to you.
I've been speaking with Miss Harupa Valley Pro Rodeo Queen Paige Cleveland. Anything else you want us to know?
I would love to see you all there, and I definitely appreciate anyone that makes the time to come out and support our rodeo committee.
Again, the Harupa Valley Rodeo takes place at Rick Thompson Arena June 6th and 7th. Thank you so much for coming in today, and thank you for being a beautiful example for our community.
Thank you.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.